All right, after the closing jingle, we have a fun interview with Iam Tongi. I'm a huge fan. Hopefully you'll become a fan as well. He was a winner of season 21 of American Idol, and he is just awesome. So again, that's right after the closing jingle.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Let's go! Put your hands to the sky. Church, podcast church. Again, these are randomly generated. We don't know what's going to happen.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one. And that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I should like that.
You like this?
This is terrible.
This is the worst.
Thank you, D.
Yeah.
Oof. Why, D's my favorite.
This is a lot of build up for nothing.
Oof. Will you check out Hominy because it's good?
That's our goal this week.
What'd she say?
You check out Hominy because it's good.
Will you check out Hominy because it's good?
I don't know. Just something somebody said on the phone, and we're like, oh, okay, great.
That's the voice of a hominy eater, I can tell you.
Oh, my gosh.
I am.
Hey, you want to do that thing with the old drops? You know what I'm talking about? We were talking about...
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
We started going through some of the old... So drops are whenever like somebody goes, hey, I'm so-and-so, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba. And D and I were talking about... He's like, man, there's a lot of people I don't even remember like having on the show. Let's see.
This is 2 Foot Fred, and I'm coming to you with news from Nashville.
Okay.
So we used to have 2 Foot Fred come in at once a week and do a, well, news from Nashville. And we finally stopped because we're like, why don't we just do it? Like, what's the point?
It was a major production. It took like 30 minutes of our day for him to do like a 90-second thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, we could save 30 minutes a day if we just do it ourselves.
And we paid him.
And but we also love 2 Foot Fred. He's a good dude.
But it's,
but you paid him.
Yeah. That was during a whole like Big and Rich, you know.
Music Mafia.
Yeah, and he was everywhere.
Yeah.
Let's see who else we got.
Hello, you've been listening to 4 Troops on the Big D and Bubba Show. You heard me? Y'all keep listening. Keep it locked in.
Do you remember them after 9/11?
No.
It was a group of like active duty military, and they were going around. They were called 4, the number 4, Troops, and they would just do, no?
Okay.
Hey, what's up? This is Aaron Lewis.
Oh, wow.
You're listening to Big D and Bubba.
He sounds thrilled.
Hey, everybody, this is Aaron Neville. Big D and Bubba, it's Big D and Bubba, Big D and Bubba every morning on the morning show.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
spectacular.
We made him sing.
Yeah.
Did we add? No, so,
I think he did that.
He
that
did?
That feels like, it sounds like something, it didn't feel forced.
Yeah, he was like very, yeah, I don't know.
Howdy, folks. This is Aaron Watson, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
I love watching his TikToks and Instas because he does the whole thing where he sits on the tailgate with the popcorn and just starts trashing people.
He does?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen those?
Trash. Oh, you sent me something. I didn't watch it.
Dude, they're amazing. Garrett Schaefer, you guys know?
No.
Aaron Watson will sit on the tailgate. He's these tailgate talks. And he just, here, you know what? I'm going to find one and I'll play one for you because they're really good. And he just rips on people. He's like, here's what the big rumor is right now in Nashville and blah, 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 blah,
wow.
Blah. And like he's like, so artists. This person and that person, oh, yeah. Like, he gets
he's
into.
Burning it down.
Let me see. Let me, like, Aaron Watson.
Y'all going to play my stuff, so I don't care.
He's had plenty of success not being in the machine.
Exactly. Well, he's a Texas. He can go play anywhere he wants, any weekend.
Anytime he wants, yeah.
There's a bunch of those guys like that. Pat Green's that way.
Oh, Pat Green. Dude, we need to get Pat Green back in. Let's see. I don't see one of his tailgate talks. This kind of stinks.
Good job.
But they're great. He just sits there with his popcorn, and he's just... I don't know. It's great. He ruminates, man, and he just drops some bombs on people. Oh, here we go. Let's see. Oh, no, that's him playing guitar. Yeah, I just saw him on a tailgate, and I got excited. Anyway, find him. It's great.
So years ago, I told Braxton Keith, I said, you should grow a mustache because you would be so handsome and irresistible.
And he must have done it. All right. And yeah, so anyway, check them out. The Aaron Watson Tailgate Talks. Let's see.
Hey, it's Alan Jackson. It's AJ every day right there with Big D and Bubba.
Do you remember that?
No.
Okay, so we had come up with this thing. We're dumb sometimes. I know you're shocked, but we come up with these ideas every once in a while that we wanted to do a whole promotion with Alan Jackson, where we gave away Alan Jackson's song or albums and things.
Oh, we did that with Toby, too.
Yeah, we did Oktoberfest with Toby Keith, and we did AJ every day, and we were giving away.
Can we go back to Oktoberfest?
Oktoberfest was awesome.
Carson, we called Toby Keith.
Every day.
Once a day, and he would tell us what we were giving away to celebrate Oktoberfest, and he hated it. He was
stunned.
Like, he would answer, he'd be like, hey, we're like, it's super excited. We're like, what's up, Toby? Hey. All right, you ready, Tate?
What are we giving away today?
And he'd be like, he finally kind of started getting into it a little bit about the third or fourth day. And I think we only lasted a week. And then we were like, you know what? Just to tape a bunch up ahead of time.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah. And then it'd be like, and it kind of fizzled out.
I'm sure he did not like his phone ringing every day.
No, to say what?
Yeah.
Let's give away my greatest hits. Yeah. Okay, sounds great. Okay, we'll call you tomorrow. Well, I mean, this is the weirdest thing.
Bye, Toby.
Happy Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest was great, and the name is great. I mean, bring that back.
Hey, it's Alan.
Let's see. We did Alan.
Hi, everybody. This is Randy Owen with the group Alabama, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba. Turn up your radios.
Are these alphabetical?
Yeah.
Did you skip somebody?
I'm just going through different ones.
I feel like you missed an AJ.
No, I didn't miss an AJ. That was AJ every day. I got like...
Hi, this is Adam Craig, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
No, I was looking for AJ McLean when we had a backstreet.
Oh, I don't have that. I don't have.
No, I have it in my drops.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, yeah, AJ's with Carson. I'll tell you.
Yeah,
I'll tell you.
This is Ann Robinson. You're listening to Big D and Bubba. They are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Yikes!
You remember that?
Hey, this is Archie Manning, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Holy all right, cow. You guys are done. It'll never get better.
Cow.
Hey, this is Ashley Cook, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Okay. Hi, this is Ashley McBride, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Big D's preferred Ashley of choice.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Aubrey Sellers, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
She still sounds like her mom. Every time I hear Leanne Womack. This is my daughter when she was little.
Hey, this is not Dora the Explorer. I'm actually Ava, Bubba's daughter.
I don't know, man.
I don't remember
being this is Bailey Bryan, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Oh, remember Bailey Bryan? She was like, she was going to be like the replacement Taylor.
The answer is no, we don't.
Yeah, hey,
sorry. Hey, y'all, this is Bailey Zimmerman, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Bubba.
Hi, this is Big and Rich, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Since John will never do the show again.
I think John will do the show again. I mean, he called the other day.
Whatever happened with all that.
That's what we're saying, Bubba, that you ghosted his sister.
Okay, so you have to give a little backstory because not everybody's seen the little TikToks and all that.
They should.
I think we just did. You ghosted his sister on the dating app.
I didn't know it was his sister. And he told her not to say.
He texts me. He's like, hey, you remember this girl you met online? Name whatever it was. And I was like, you mean this for Bubba, not me? He's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, do not call him and tell him until we get on the air.
Anyway, the video's great. It's on our YouTube channel, Big D and Bubba, at Big D and Bubba.
What up, Kim, folk? This is Smo, and you're listening to
golly,
Big D and Bubba.
Oh, golly, wow, Big Smo.
Love Big Smo. And that
brought
is
his
like,
Smo sauce. Remember, he had barbecue sauce he was hawking.
Was it good?
You know, it's like a
man, Big Smo with Smo sauce. It should have been smoke sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, this comedian Bill Engvall, you're listening to Big D and Bubba because they are awesome.
Oh, I thought he said the medium.
He's the medium Bill Engvall, as opposed to the small or the large.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
The greatest.
You might want to say your name in there somewhere.
Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm Billy Gilman, and you're listening to Big D.
Big D.
Yeah. Big D and Bubba, Billy. hey, Billy, when we go play golf?
I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Hey, everybody, I'm Billy Gilman. You're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Billy Gilman is like 60 now.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, this is Billy Ray Cyrus, and you're listening to my friends, Big D and Bubba.
Move on to some of the weird ones.
Yeah. Well, you didn't want me to skip earlier. Now you guys are saying skip, because, I mean, I've got, like, all these...
We learn from our mistakes. Yeah.
Here's the very first time.
Everybody, this is Blake Shelton, and you're listening to the two biggest babies in country radio, Big D and Bubba.
Do you remember?
And here's my song. The baby.
I love his DJ voice at the end.
Hey, everybody, this is Blake Shelton.
I want to hear it again.
And you're listening to the two biggest babies in country radio, Big D and Bubba. And here's my song, The Baby.
Wasn't he a DJ at a time? Like, didn't he do that?
Hey, this is P. Reckle. I play Bob Brady on Days of Our Lives.
Wow. Why would we ask him?
We used to have all those kind of things.
This is Coach Bobby Bowden. I want you to be sure to listen.
Bobby Bowden from Florida State back in the day.
Hi, this is Brad Paisley. And you're listening to Big D and Bubba for some reason. I'm Brad Paisley. I went to high school with Big D and Bubba. I went to prom with Bubba's sister.
Not true, by the way. I don't think so.
She ghosted him.
Hey, y'all, it's Brantley Gilbert. And you're listening to my boys, Big D and Bubba.
Literally, have anyone do that and say they're Brantley Gilbert.
Hi, this is Brett Young, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Hey, this is Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends. You know us, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Brian Kelly, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Just get fired at LSU.
That's the wrong Brian Kelly. That was Brian Kelly from Florida,
we can
Georgia
still claim
Line.
It, though.
Oh, man.
He might as well have been the coach.
I feel so bad.
Hey, God, what a mess.
Brooks.
What a mess. Oh, God.
The AD's gone.
AD's athletic. Yes. The governor steps in.
Yeah, the governor got in there.
Jeez, a mess.
Why is the governor over?
No, he's not.
Because it's a state university.
He's not.
Well, but the school doesn't have a president right now, right? Or do they have an interim president? Isn't that part of the reason the governor's involved?
They'll have a president on Tuesday, and it's a president that the governor wants. It's typical Louisiana politics. It's so...
murky.
Ridiculous. Like, it's so... What coach would want to go into that?
Well, I hope not Lane Kiffin.
Lane Kiffin is not leaving Ole Miss.
I know.
To leave, what's he get? $11 million a year? Lane is?
He'll
Probably around that.
He'll have 15 a year by the time this LSU thing is done.
Oh, there's a bunch of coaches right now getting new deals because of all the jobs that are open.
Nebraska,
just Lane. Nebraska.
Pay him.
Yeah. Oh, he's not going to go anywhere.
I hope not.
No, because obviously you can see now that if you can win, you can ride your way all the way through.
Right, because here's the difference is now you have a playoff format. Now it's not as difficult to get into the race for the national championship.
Apparently it is.
So, well, for LSU, yes. But if you're Lane, why are you going to go anywhere?
Ooh, I might need to go to a playoff game. I might need to spend some money. That could be
fun.
You
guys aren't all automatically in the playoffs
yet. You don't know. We might be. Hope springs eternal, Bubba.
Who y'all playing this weekend? Y'all got...
South Carolina.
Yeah,
you'll be
done.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Oh, dude, I have the best one. Are you ready? We don't get to play this one very often because, one, it was done when I was still married, which is funny because now we are ready.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Now, this is the real guys and the guy from
Survivor
singing it.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, the Big D and Bubba radio show.
The Big D and Bubba radio show.
You have the largest show in the country. Pound for pound, the largest show in the country.
That's a fact.
You're both married, with family, never been divorced. How did you ever get involved in country music?
With a name like Bubba.
We can see you both have never, ever met a meal you didn't like. Make that love at first sight.
A plate full of love.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light and make a case for Big D and Bubba. Two for you and 17 for the 17 people listening to your show. Do the math.
That leaves five extra.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's the best.
That was our first TikTok, I think.
Was it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Come a long way.
What
since
a great voice actor, by the way. He's sick.
Yeah.
He's a nice guy, too.
Yeah.
They both were.
Didn't the Survivor guy die? Am I confusing him with somebody else from Survivor?
I don't think so.
Jimmy Jameson? Is that the guy's name?
I think so.
I think you did.
I think he passed away, which is very sad.
It happens.
I know.
He did in 2014.
What? Wow. Yeah. Oh, well.
We were on TikTok early.
This is Carl Edwards, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Carl Edwards. Remember he used to do flips off the car? Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Hey, this is Carrie Underwood, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
She'll go somewhere.
Hey, it's Casey Mears, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
But some of them, you can tell they do not want to do it. Like, I just have Shannon being right above Bubba.
Let's see. Oh, here's one for you, Big D.
Hey, y'all. It's Chapel Hart, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba on the radio.
Why'd you say my name on that?
Because they broke up. I'm so sad. Like they.
But why'd you say my name? Yeah,
because we've never played that one ever. I'm like that little thing where they sing it.
Wait, Chapel Hart broke up?
Yeah. Well, they okay. So there's two of them still. It was like one was a cousin, two were sisters, something like that. One of them, I think, Danica Hart broke off.
Hold on, because I just got an email.
Yeah, we just
yesterday.
Got an email from Danica's person.
Yes. Do we want to have Danica in?
Yeah. So Danica split off from the band, and so that's done.
She's been performing open heart sessions, HART. That's clever.
That's
and by the way, that little last part, the jingle part, it's played before.
Big D and Bubba on the radio. Yeah.
It has?
Yeah, I would time out the very first hour of the show with it quite frequently.
Oh, nice. Oh, I did not know that.
Hey, everybody, this is Charles Kelly, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
All right, you ready for one that's going to just... I'm going to go with the long version of it. I don't know what's on there. It says edit me, and that scares me.
Oh, boy.
Well, no, I know he, oh, boy. I know he won't cuss. I know he won't cuss the one that's coming up, but I might have. This is so you have to talk about the Charlie Daniels thing, about what we wanted him to do.
Well, we wanted Charlie to be the narrator, kind of like Waylon Jennings did in Dukes of Hazzard, you know, and he'd be like, well, the boys, blah, blah. And we wanted Charlie to be like the voice of the show, and so we would he would cut all these things like, well that's it. Then you can play it.
Well, it looks like the boys got themselves into a pickle this time. How are they gonna get out of this? We'll find out coming up.
Oh, that's pretty cool,
so
man.
Good.
What a
good.
Fine mess they've gotten themselves into. American Originals, Big D and Bubba.
Dude, I miss Charlie.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Big D and Bubba show is on the air. As unique as America herself, this is the Big D and Bubba show.
Did you ever hear the, what was the album where he did the whole...
My America, I think is what
it was
called.
Oh my God, he starts talking about all, like, basically just describing America from the Mississippi Delta to the East Coast and New York City and across the plains and... Florida and, you know, Seattle.
Says
the
something
whole,
nice about all everywhere.
Of it. And it was put to like patriotic music, but just him speaking, it was so incredible.
My beautiful America. I can play a little bit of it. Yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna skip into it. So,
have you ever had Brunswick stew in Macon or cornbread in Birmingham or brisket slow cooked over hill country mesquite wood? Did you ever drink the water from a gurgling branch in Utah?
I'm telling you, it's one of the prettiest love letters to America.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Let's see.
We're only at sea.
You know how long this show's been around?
I do, but boy, I feel like we could skip a few.
Here you go.
Hey, this is Chuck Barris. I wrote Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, and I'm with Big D and Bubba in the morning.
The Gong Show.
Gong.
Oh, well, I don't know
do
what that is.
Chuck Barris was supposedly like the CIA agent. You don't remember like Confessions of a Dangerous Mind?
Great movie.
Yeah, he was like supposed to be, he was the host of the Gong Show, but he was also like the secret agent doing America's bidding behind the
allegedly.
Scenes.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But I mean, the point is, why would you claim that if you don't have something to back it up?
Because you need a new shtick? Two answers immediately. You got two answers.
Huh? Oh.
we answered for you.
Zero pause.
What are you my brain
Bubba's just catching up right now.
It's on tape delay.
It's the only thing fast about me is my brain.
Hey, this is David Lee Roth, hopping and bopping and popping with the best bet for the boss beat at the top of the pop smash country gold. Shut up, Roth. It's time for Big D and Bubba.
Well, that was a fascinating interview. He'd come in. He replaced Howard Stern in New York. And he was fired after that, right? This is when he's in the studio.
It didn't even last 90 days. Like, it was like 60 days in, and they blew him out. They're like, sorry, this isn't going
to
work.
We did the interview, and we were kind of just off the air just talking. He goes, I don't know how you guys do it. He goes, I told all my great stories in the first few days, and then I have anything to talk about. I said, yeah, it is not easy.
Well, he said his exact words were, I was one of Howard's favorite guests because my stories were so great. But the problem is, I had 3 days worth of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Yep.
And he's like, then I started telling the same stories over and over, trying to change them a little bit and whatever. He's like, it didn't work. And, you know, it's so interesting because Kevin Hart said the same thing.
Yep.
He's like, I don't know how you guys do it. He's like, I work on a routine for a year before I even take it out on tour. He's like, I don't know how you get. And he's like, that's to get an hour.
Yeah.
He's like 90 minutes at the most. He's like, I don't know how you guys in radio, just not even us in general, just in radio, come up with new stuff to talk about every day.
Every day. We are the only medium that does it.
Yeah. And even podcasters, they don't do it every day.
Nope.
For the most part. It's once a month.
Yep.
And a lot of them have big giant teams of people to help them. You know, like if you're one of the bigger podcasts, if you're like Rogan or like Sean Ryan and all, they have teams of people to help them, you know, curate ideas and topics, et cetera. And they feed them the information. Sadly, we have the five of us and that's it.
We're five people in a basement.
It's pretty cool.
Schwing.
Hi, everybody. It's Nick Vitale. Hey, March Madness. There's nothing like March Mayhem, baby. Yes, sir. Listen to Big D and Bubba.
The Dookie.
Didn't he get in trouble, like expressing something, like some kind of opinion, and people got mad at him? No?
I'm sure, probably.
It happens to everyone.
Yeah.
Hi there, this is Dolly Parton, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Love me some Dolly.
Is there an edit in that?
Yeah.
Or just a flub up of the audio?
I think the audio clipped.
Hi there, this is Dolly Parton, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Almost sounds like a tape, like audio tape, not digital.
Yeah. Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and you are listening to Big D and Bubba.
Dude, we've
got nothing better to do.
We've had everybody on the show, and I just love that. I mean,
so hip.
It's like all it's like all the stuff.
Hi, this is Elon Musk, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Hi, this is Engelbert Humperdinck, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Good Lord, can we stop?
Engelbert Humperdinck is rich.
Well,
you know that, right?
Okay. So is Donny Osmond.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Aaron Andrews, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Aaron Andrews, a sports reporter?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why did we talk to her?
I think
about the Super Bowl or something?
I don't know if it was about the Super Bowl. I don't know if it was college playoffs. I don't know what it was. But, yeah, she was on for something.
Hey, everybody. It's Garth Brooks. Big D and Bubba.
Ugh.
Wow, that doesn't even sound like him.
Here's the long version of it.
Hey, everybody. It's Garth. Garth Brooks. look, I know it's been a while, but I still have friends in low places. Big D and Bubba.
Why did you make him do that?
Make him do what?
We didn't make him do that.
He sent that to us.
He sent that.
Hey, this is Gary Allen, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
One of the greats, man.
Love Gary. We have to get Gary Allen in. So we do another show, not only the Big D and Bubba morning show, but we also do Honky Tonkin', which is like 90s country, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. Gary would be a great guest.
Oh, so good.
Love, love, love Gary.
He's on the 2026 list.
Smoke Rings in the... Is that the name of the album?
Smoke Rings in the Dark.
Was that the album?
I think so.
Remember Adobe Walls? We both loved Adobe Walls. It was an album cut off of the first song or the first album. Yeah. And we ended up having that guy write our jingles. So the Big D and Bubba jingles, the very first ones, were done by him. And it was really great.
Hi, this is George Strait, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
So great. We had to do an interview. We were working, well, at the time it was Clear Channel, and they had a, they would have like, we would do one, they, George is going to do like three interviews with each big company, us, Cumulus, and whoever was out of the top, I don't forget. And so they, we were the interviewers. And so we get on, and it's on, it's a special, it's an ISDN line or something like that. Yeah. It's like a really high, whatever line. And so we're talking, going back and forth. He has a new album out. There's big things going on. And we're asking the dumbest stuff. Bubba asked, have you ever petted a monkey? That was one that stood out.
No, it was, we took questions from listeners.
Okay. And
doesn't make it better.
You still asked them.
And so we finished the whole interview.
He had, by the way. He said yes.
We finished the whole, yeah, he did, because he went on safari with.
Yeah, he's like, I did pet a monkey.
He laughed. He thought it was funny. Anyway, we finished the whole interview, and all of a sudden I hear a voice come in my right ear and goes, says,
hey, guys, this is someone, the producer in New York. Can we ask questions about the music?
We're like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, sure, of course. Hey, George, you like music? yeah. And then they had to, and then they took that, our audio, and let radio shows around the country plug in their own stuff. And I'm thinking, some of these shows are going to be like, no, we would never ask these questions.
Yeah. I also worry about, you know, because when we do interviews, it's never like about the music. It's about just.
Sometimes it is, but.
But it's only whenever they really tell us to.
It's the, with the interviews, it's, people don't care who wrote the song.
No.
They don't care who the producer was.
They don't need you to go track by track and explain every song.
That's what they want, though.
And they think that.
That's what the company.
That's where the disconnect is.
That is the disconnect from the label and to the listener, because that's just not entertaining. But it is entertaining to hear him talk about when he petted a monkey.
But I had this conversation just the other day with someone, and I explained, like, I was a kid who grew up, like, I love music. I consumed music and I consumed information about it, whether it was watching interviews on television, whether it was reading interviews. And the things that stick in the folds of my brain aren't about, you know, oh, talk to me about the second verse of the fourth track on the album. It was, oh yeah, after the show one night, we went out to Waffle House and whatever happened. And I go, that's the stuff that sticks because it's relatable, it's interesting. And it's still, the person I was telling it to, it was like just a blank stare.
They don't get it.
They're like, yeah, but we need you to talk about the album though. I'm like, all right. Like,
yeah.
Hey, good album, whatever.
The people listen to not just us, but I think in general to other people, because they want to get to know the artist. Yeah. You know, that's the thing is what we see of the artist is what they curate on their Instagrams or their reels, Facebook, TikTok, et cetera. And yeah, they want a different thing because those are usually very planned. Even whenever they look like they're not, they usually are.
Of course, everyone knows someone who does this. Yes. Like there's someone that we all know that does the same thing. And you portray a life, and that's not the way it really is. People want to know what it really is.
Meanwhile, you get Aaron Watson, that you say his name. You're like, oh, my gosh, you watch his tailgate talks. Because that sticks with you because he's being real.
Yep, that's right.
And it's something. And honestly, he's being interesting.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's it.
Oh, hey, folks. This is WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan. And
wow.
You're listening to Big D and Bubba. Tough guy.
Oh, wow.
Dude, I'm telling you, man.
That's amazing.
Hey, this is Bo Sepas, Hank Williams Jr., and Big D and Bubba is coming on the air. Are you ready?
Dude, him coming in, smoking cigars. It's the best. It's the best.
Big D and Bubba. Big D and Bubba. Big D and Bubba. Big D and Bubba. Big D and Bubba coming at you on the morning show. Big D Bubba coming at you on the morning show.
So, Trick Pony.
Yeah, Trick Pony, uh-huh. Heidi Newfield, Ira.
Keep going. There's another guy. Say his name.
I will if I remember.
Okay.
Hey, we're High Valley, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
You Hulkamaniacs, this is Hulk Hogan, the greatest wrestler of all times. And mama, don't let your babies grow up to be wrestlers because Big D and Bubba are going to run wild on you. So what you going to do?
So what you going to do?
Oh, wow.
Hey, this is Jackson Dean, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Jackson Dean's going to be on the show Monday on the radio show.
What is it about him that you like?
Of course, he just gets this huge smile.
Hey, this is Jackson Dean, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Is it that? Is it this kind of thing?
The voice is good. The whole aesthetic that he comes in with he's got the hat.
The feather on it?
And everything about him just looks like he sits in a bunker and reads Frost and is very deep. And the thing is, he's not. I adore him, but I remember one day I was talking to him, and he starts, like, quoting Talladega Nights. And I go, wait, you watch movies? Like, I don't see that from him. I just see him.
Is that when you just put your finger on his mouth and go, shh?
Yeah. I don't need you to talk, honey. He's just, I don't know, the whole, his aesthetic.
He looks like a Yellowstone actor.
He looks like he walks straight off the prairie.
Like he and Casey would hang out and, go on a vision quest together.
Man, I missed that show when it was good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of shows like that.
I still haven't watched Landman.
And
I
hear
can't really get into it.
Yeah, I haven't.
There's a new show about the Guinness family that's made by the Peaky Blinders people.
House of Guinness.
Yes.
People call that Bridgerton for dudes.
Oh, really?
That's how I've seen House of Guinness explained.
Oh. Like the Guinness the beer?
Yeah.
It's about the Guinness family.
But it's like very soap opera-y.
Oh.
The story, but because it's beer.
Yeah.
Men.
We'll watch that.
Okay.
All right.
I wish I liked beer. That sounds like I would enjoy that.
I love beer. I do. Like Garrett the other day asked, he goes, you actually drink beer for the taste? I'm like, yes. I mean, so I think what happened is whenever we were little, you go out fishing with your dad, and my dad would bring an ice chest of, it would be Vienna sausages and potted meat and crackers and an ice chest full of beer. And then so when you're out on the water, there wasn't bottled water when we were kids. Mm-mm. So, when you're out on the water and you're hot or you're thirsty, Dad would go, here you go, and hand you a beer. And that's how you hydrated.
You didn't have bottled water when you were kids?
No. Uh-uh. No, we grew up in the 1900s.
When did bottled water come out?
Man, it was,
when did...
I remember Poland Spring from when I was
a kid. Sexy Grok.
Yeah.
Because Poland Spring had a jingle.
I had to turn off Sexy Grok, man. She has gone the wrong way. Basically, there was a concern in the late 80s about tap water contamination. That began the 1994 Coca-Cola introduced Dasani.
Oh, God. Is everything a psyop? Is everything... is there anything real?
So that's when bottled water became a thing. 1994 and 1999, Pepsi followed up with Aquafina, and then it became mainstream. So the late 90s, it hasn't been that long.
Yeah. Can you imagine those men coming back from World War II, and you're like, your grandkids, they're going to be drinking water out of bottles, and they're going to pay for it. Pay a lot. They're going to be like...
And oxygen bars.
Yeah. Oh.
So what is the cost of like a bottle of water like to produce it? It's like only like a fraction of a penny or something silly, and they sell it for $1.50 each.
And there's a lot of places that are taking them from public municipal water sources.
Yeah.
Like they're just literally doing it at their house. I mean, for lack of a better way.
Oh, I hate it when you go to a fancy restaurant and they're like, "Oh, do you want like sparkling or do you want?" And we can bring you. And I'm like, "Do y'all got anything out of the sink?"
Sparkling or still?
I drink water out of the sink at the house.
I do too.
I do too.
I drink out of the hose at my house all the time. Like I have a little garden hose, and I'm like, this is the day we stop doing that is the day that we die. I really feel like that's why our generation is so hardy. The fact that we drank out of the hose pipe. By the way, if I had a band, I would call it Hose Pipe.
Hey, it's Jason Priestley. You're listening to my good friend, Big D and Bubba.
Oh, I saw him on a rooftop last year, and it took every fiber of my being not to bombard him.
Who is Jason Priestley?
He was Brandon Walsh on 90210.
Dude, he's your good friend.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Jason Priestley. You're listening to my good friend, Big D and Bubba.
Oh, Jason, yes.
Yes.
He lives here.
Does he?
Yep.
Well, why don't we get him in?
He's our good friend. Why don't
he's our good
you're
friend.
Right. I mean, like, hey, your good friend's Big D and Bubba would like to see it. D has no idea who you are. Come on. on in.
My favorite is when people come in, I'm like, hey, man, nice to meet you. And they're like, yeah, it's my third time.
Dude, we are so bad at that.
Yeah. Same.
I stop doing. I just go, hey, man, it's good to see you.
Good to see you.
I just say, what's up?
Man,
what's up?
Yes.
Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Carson, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
God, what a sad story with him.
What's the story?
Remember, he passed away.
Again, everyone does it. What's the story, though?
I think he was like a cop, and something had happened or something. I remember there was some kind of sad thing about... Okay, you know what?
I don't... It's
yeah, it's past.
Yeah, it's... Yeah. How long are we doing this?
I know, right? We're only the J's. We ain't got time for you to Google.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Well, here's another one.
Hey, this is Jerry Springer, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba. Boy, were they great on my show.
We were never on your show, but it was fun to say that. I am still looking at, you know, YouTube TV has dropped. It's all over the news. If you're watching games this weekend and you have YouTube TV, first off, you're not going to get ESPN. You're not going to get ABC. You're not going to get the SEC Network. You're also not going to get any of the Disney ones. So there's like 12 Disney channels that somehow are on YouTube TV.
So Disney, ABC, whatever it is in a beef right now with YouTube. And
yep.
Because of that, and a lot of people might not get football.
And some people are going, is this because ESPN launched their new app?
Probably.
And they want people to get rid of, because there's a lot of people, I have YouTube TV mainly for news and sports. And a few shows, but I can get those shows from Paramount or whatever.
What's the new ESPN app? Like, what do they do?
Nothing. It's the same.
It's supposed to be, oh, we fixed bugs and whatever. So, I'd heard the ESPN app was garbage, and now they've...
The ESPN app is garbage. Okay, it has
terrible.
Been ever since it was first
it's
invented.
The thing is, though, but I will say, I think money-wise... That I can get rid of this app. I might have liked that show, but I'll find something else to watch to binge. It comes to sports. I think that's where you drive the money, the immediacy of I want to see it, I want to watch it. And ESPN knows that. Going, yeah, I'll take it off YouTube because I will. I think you're right. It's forcing them over.
Yeah.
If you want to get any of it,
that's a mess.
It was a ton of fun. I called into shows from everywhere from Philly to Dallas to Anchorage. So big shout out to all the radio shows, especially my friends Big D and Bubba.
It was Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
Here's one for you.
Hello, folks. This is Joe Willie Namath, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
How old are we? Joe Namath?
I know.
What was he doing? Selling you Relaxium or something?
Hey, what's up? This is Joe Rogan, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
Back when we started with Joe.
You and Joe and your big fight. God. Dude, I watched a Y-Files episode on whether we went to the moon or not the other day, and I waffle every single time.
Really?
I waffle every single time.
Waffle as in you think we do, and then you don't, then we do, you do?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That's fair.
The one that always gets me, and I know people go, oh, that's... It's the mountains in the background on two different missions being the exact same mountains.
They line them up.
They line them up, and you can look at them, and you go, oh, but they were in different parts of the moon, and they were further away, but they're...
Immediately not. We didn't go. Immediately.
Maybe we did, but they're hiding what we found. Like, in other words, we went to the moon, and you know...
They just made it worse. And a lot of times they think that they're doing stuff that, oh, this is a really good... Just like this, the JFK stuff.
Yeah,
all that stuff. That Zapruder film. That there's so much craziness with that story. That film was handled by the FBI immediately, and it was edited. It was blotted out when they were doing really what now today AI takes care of. Like I can hardly tell is this a video? They were kind of doing that stuff back in the day, but they were having to do it by hand, where they were taking the actual film and manipulating. Take Garrett. Garrett is a great artist. You're telling me Garrett couldn't draw a person in the background? Doesn't have to be perfect, but just kind of make it fuzzy. Of course he could. And that's what they were doing. The Zapruder film.
So they did that on the Zapruder film?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And then we take it as this is the only... No, it wasn't. And there's other films available. That's what I'm talking about. Is anything real? Do we know our history at all? Do we?
Are
World War II, really, the way it started?
Are we in a simulation?
I'm just saying, I don't believe the powers that be at all. And I don't care if it's left, right, middle, who cares? There's something going on, and it's weird, and I think everyone feels it in some way. And back in the day, you were considered, you're kind of goofy and conspiracy. Aliens do exist now.
Remember, conspiracy theory, the actual calling someone a conspiracy theorist was invented by our government
to make
people with credit discredited.
Wackadoodles.
Oh, he's crazy.
And now
he's
they're coming out.
Conspiracy theorist.
And then they say, they do exist. And no one cared. No one cares now at all. If it came out and said, we have a sitting representative who walked to the streets of D.C. and said, just left a meeting. We have five, maybe six bases under the ocean, the deepest part of our planet where alien craft are based at. Okay, well, that's cool. Oh, I can't get YouTube TV and ESPN. See what I mean?
Hey, folks, I'm Kenny Chesney, and it's big.
Oh, gosh. I felt so bad about this one. So we had a guy that we used to work with who gave Kenny Chesney the hardest time. Like, Kenny was upset.
Because by the time he got to us.
Because he had to deal with this guy. He was making him do all kinds of stuff, and he made him sing this jingle for us. And by the time he came in, Kenny was so mad.
He thought we did it. Like, we had this guy do it.
Hey, folks, I'm Kenny Chesney, and it's Big D and Bubba. Big D and Bubba. Big D and Bubba every morning on the morning show.
Now, he doesn't sound mad, but he was not a happy camper. And, like, we ended up hanging out with Kenny in Key West on his boat one day. And
Flex.
We had, but it was a big, we're sorry you had to deal with that. We had to explain that we had nothing to do with the other guy.
Yeah.
And
he remembered it, too.
Yeah, he totally remembered because that person, and he was like, I'll never do anything.
Yeah.
With that guy again. Anyway, are you don't want to keep going?
Holy crap. No.
Are we even halfway through the alphabet?
No, I'm not even.
Hello, this is Larry the Cucumber. No. And you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
If you just tuned in, you just heard an animated voice followed by Joe Namath.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable
and
Guy.
Now, what are we doing?
Another animated voice.
We have all the animated voices.
But Bubba did have a great experience this week because one of his favorite singers came in.
Yes. Iam Tongi.
Iam Tongi is from Hawaii.
I love, I've always been, ever since my days in Guam, I've always been a huge fan of Polynesian music and just island music in general, because I find that, Carson's giving that thing.
No, go ahead.
I just find that the music is so good because it's a mix of country, it's a mix of pop, it's a mix of old Motown, it's a mix of reggae and all of it together. And I love it because it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And so
he was a great guy. I really enjoyed talking to him.
Like, just a nice dude.
And his music is really good.
Yeah. One more, and then I'm done. Two more.
Hey, this is Lou Holtz from ESPN, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba. I don't know why.
Thanks, Coach.
That's great.
You're awesome.
You're the best.
I threw the last one in just for clowns.
For clown.
Clown.
And one more.
Hi, this is Loretta Lynn, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
There you go.
You know we're not even halfway through the alphabet. You can part two this next week.
No, I'm not going to part two it. I'm just going to part zero it and just be done.
We're not going to get to the M's for Moses. But now it's over.
But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Mm-mm.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Hey, Mel McDaniels.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly
Everybody
Podcast.
Everybody is Merle Haggard.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Hi, this is Mindy McCready.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Well, we're in the M's anyway. Iam Tongi is in the studio with us, season 21 champ of American Idol, and the only poster that Bubba has in his room.
It's the only one. Dude, I'm so stoked to have you in here. We've been trying to get you in for a while, so.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you could. Look, I want to play this. I want you to imagine New Year's Eve. There I'm in Hawaii, and I'm in this place, and they're like, oh, look, Iam Tongi's playing tonight. You ought to go. I'm like, yes, because this was my jam at the time. Waikiki was like, it was hot.
Yes, yes.
So, but it was like nobody knew it outside of Hawaii. Why are we so slow to adopt the island sound?
Oh, I'm not sure, man. I actually, I grew up on, that's what I'd be thinking all the time. I'm like, man, these island music, man, people got to get into it because...
So I lived in Guam back in the day.
Oh,
and
heck yeah.
So I fell in love with bands like Capenna and Sicilian Capone and all that kind of stuff.
Sir.
And like, there's such a country influence. I mean, back then they were covering Colin Ray songs and they were doing different things. I just love the feel of the country mix with the Hawaiian vibes, and just that feel is unbelievable.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, one of my favorite island songs is. It's called "In This Life" by Brother Iz, but it's a cover by Colin Ray.
Yeah,
and I didn't know that until I moved here. So
wait. So you thought when you heard Colin Ray, you're like, oh, he copied the guy
from exactly.
Hawaii.
I'm like, oh, he copied the guy.
It's like backwards. That's the best. I mean, if you don't know him, if you switch you around,
it was like whatever. I Swear came out in the '90s. Everybody thought that it was a John Michael song, but I think it was All for One was the first one who did it.
Yeah. John Michael Montgomery. Right?
Yeah. And then there was another song like that. They were flip flopped.
I Swear.
Yeah,
and then the other one that he did,
yeah,
the same group, yeah.
What was the other song?
I Can Love You Like That.
That's it.
Yeah. So I mean, it's all. It just, I guess, it depends on where you're coming from, which one is the original to you.
Yes, sir.
Like they did Morgan Wallen, Sand in My Boots. It's like they're singing about a Toyota instead of Silverado.
Lifted Yoda, right?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the song you were talking about? Dude, Bubba's all in on this. More than you know.
Like, actually, he has been begging me for the better part of a year. Like, you think we can get him in? I'm like, I'll see. And then it all came together.
Thank you, brother.
He's barely holding it together right now.
A little bit.
The bromance is happening. We're just watching.
Iam Tongi is in the studio with us. Born in Hawaii, singer-songwriter, season 21 champ of American Idol. Played the Grand Ole Opry in July of 25. And how cool was that, by the way?
Yes, sir.
Playing the Opry.
Opry was insane. Honestly, I walked in, goosebumps, like just walking through the
good,
thing.
Yeah, good, man.
And I grew up, like, you know, my dad always listened to, like you said, Bubba, we listened to a lot of country influence, right? And my dad used to always watch, you know, the Opry videos on YouTube and stuff?
Sure.
Yeah. You should just play them. Uh-huh. And, man, I just fell in love with it. I mean, I remember the first one I watched was Alan Jackson saying the George Jones song for his funeral.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I remember
Stopped loving her today.
Yeah, loving her. He stopped loving her today.
That's an unbelievable video.
Dude, I was over there like crying, and I'm over here like 11 years old.
And you know what you do? You go back and look at that video, and I want you to look, pause it when the camera goes and you kind of see the audience. Pause it and look at all the people who are standing. The first one to stand, by the way, is Garth Brooks. He's there with Trisha, and then you just start seeing all these heavyweight players in country music. They're paying tribute to George Jones. Yeah, that's
I'm over here
video.
Getting goosebumps right now, man.
Yeah.
Just talking about it.
It's a great moment.
Yeah, yeah, great moment. And just being there in that moment, being on that stage, man, wherever, like, just like on that Opry stage is just unbelievable. Yeah. I went out there. It was so, at first I was like, man, I don't know. They're going to think it's weird. I'm up there playing island music. Yeah. I'm like, I'm on the road to Honda. I'm over there. And then I was just like, I feel like it's not going to work.
That's no different than Hank Sr. I mean, you go back. I mean, the electric guitar came out of Hawaii. The lap steel came out of Hawaii.
Yes, sir. Yes,
the
sir.
Pedal steel came out of Hawaii. All these traditionally country instruments had Hawaii roots.
That lap steel?
Yeah.
It was created where I grew up in La'ie.
No way.
North Shore, yeah. They have a statue of the guy with the guitar next to him in the Polynesian Culture Center.
That's one of my favorite beaches, by the way, because there's no crowds there.
Yeah, in La'ie?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Like, I want you and Bubba to go on adventures together.
I know.
I think these two would be.
We need to. Next time you're in Hawaii, hit me up. We're going out.
Sure,
I'm
going
to take
man.
You to all the good places.
You're going to eat so good.
Yes, sir.
I always do anyway.
You're going to eat so good.
I always do anyway. So yeah, Big D, if you don't remember, whenever Ian was on American Idol, he came out and he did the James Blunt song "Monsters." I highly recommend that people listen to that.
Two grown men saying goodbye.
It's a heartbreaker.
No need to forgive. No need to forget. I know your mistakes and you know.
Have you heard this, Big D?
I haven't, but I would like to hear EM sing it to you and look you in the eyes. With a ukulele.
Try to make you proud.
So. Yeah, that's right, baby. That's a quiet storm. That's it. EM Tongi in the studio with us. If you don't know his name, well, just look at Bubba's back. His name is tattooed there. Bubba's a big
dude. I'm never.
Did you know Bubba has your face tattooed on his back? I bet you didn't know that, did you?
I'm never going to live this down.
I have your face tattooed on my back.
Oh, good.
Yeah, man.
Good, good.
These two guys. So Bubba lived in Guam. And I think that's where he picked up the island bug. And so he comes in all the time and be like, "Dude, you got to listen to this."
I make Big D listen to stuff all the time.
It's not Morgan Wallen, but there's his song, but from Hawaii.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, well that's cool. And so I've kind of learned to hear all the different things, and it's made me appreciate the island music and country music crossover.
Well, you've heard before, because I've played it for you, like "He Stopped Loving Her Today," George Jones. There is a Barris Hammond version, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a reggae version, and it fits.
Been
it
out
works.
Names. Look at this guy, Barris Jameslin.
Did you know this was going to happen? Did you really think you were going to get this from Big D and Bubba?
I would listen to Lefty Lulu. He's from the islands. He's got his version of the Happy Birthday song.
And I love it when Bubba puts a little accent on it.
Do I?
Yes, you do.
Like you grew up with him. You think that you guys grew up on the island together. Yeah. You're like,
wait until you see me get around my Cajun family. You want to hear something come out of me.
He just turns into whoever he's around.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. There's also another Barbara Jones. Have you ever heard like Angel of the Morning?
Yeah.
Girl, you're my Angel of the Morning. She does like, you know, Shaggy, he did the.
Yeah.
She did it like long time ago, a version of it. So that was crazy.
My playlist would blow you away. I mean, you'd be like.
Play something on your playlist and see if he even knows what it is.
Okay, let me just grab this.
She left to flip flops by my locals on the beach.
Lifted Taco, high water, right? Shout out high water, lifted Tacoma.
Tacoma. Oh, they call it Taco. All right.
I'm barely hanging on.
Take it back to Billy Currington.
And if I fall, can you let me down easy?
I will say that the Hawaiian music and it does a really good job with the country genre. It actually does work.
There's a rumor going round.
Shout out Maoli right there, Clown.
Yes.
Telling
you, man. The tie-ins are huge. And like most people wouldn't think that Hawaii would be such a country island. But
yeah.
But I mean, it's an island full of rednecks. It's like just people who live for their truck culture and just hanging out, barbecue.
Yes,
I mean, it's basically living out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, what's that? There's a run down across the railroad track. I thought that was island
Neon
song.
Neon Moon?
Yeah, Neon Moon.
Wait, what you thought? Neon so Moon? There's a version of Neon Moon?
Yeah, there's a reggae version.
That ain't no reason to stop.
Yeah.
This is a
Drinking Problem by Ekolu, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it? Drinking Problem?
Yeah.
It's cause I'm living on the rocks.
Yeah, if you're a
Oh, Koloha Kai, shout out Koloha Kai, come on.
Shout out Koloha Kai. Hello.
That sounds Irish. Sound like my trainer right there, Scottish.
Look at it one more time. Yes, what are you doing? Hello.
That'll be great, man.
At the very end, you just gotta go, hey-o.
Yes, sir.
Let God bless the broken road. Let me stray to you.
See, man. It just depends on where you grew up. The songs are the same, though.
Yeah, man.
EM Tongi, it's been quite the. I've really enjoyed this.
And you're going on tour. You got a big tour that's going on.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Basically, just jamming on stage. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just going to be jamming some reggae songs. And I'm excited for it.
All right, so if you're trying to spell
it. Not as excited as Bubba.
Spelled I-A-M-E-M, I-A-M, Tongi, T-O-N-G-I, and you can find out all the stuff on socials and everything else.
EMTongiOfficial.com. You guys can look at all the dates on EMTongiOfficial.com for new music and everything, so check it out.
Okay, let's make this happen. EM Tongi.
Dude, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, Big D. Bro.
Thanks for doing
Bubba.
This. Thanks
Thank
for doing
you
this
for
one.
Coming in making Bubba's
you made
here.
Whole
this really is
yes,
huge.
Indeed.
Yeah.
One more.
Hi, it's Murray the Red Wiggle, and you're listening to Big D and Bubba.
The Red Wiggle.